New research out of UCSF this morning found a connection between some mental health disorders and increased risk of breakthrough COVID. For more, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Dr. Kristen Nishimi with the UCSF Weill Institute for Neurosciences and the San Francisco VA Healthcare System. And she's the first author on the recent study. Thanks very much for joining us. So how do you make the link between certain things like bipolar disorders or substance abuse and your risk for breakthrough COVID?
Yes. So we analyzed clinical and administrative records from over 260,000 U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs healthcare patients across the country who were all fully vaccinated. And we actually looked at their diagnoses of psychiatric conditions from the past 5 years and whether they went on to contract COVID-19, so have a breakthrough infection. And so we did find that relative to individuals who don't have those disorders, some of these individuals were at increased risk for contracting COVID.
So break this down for us. Do you think that it's the condition that is causing the increased risk, or is it the behavior caused by the condition that then puts these people more at risk?
Right. So that's a really good question. And we weren't really able to tease out those exact mechanisms. But it's possible that there are immune-related processes associated with these conditions that might impair immunity or sort of blunt responses to vaccines. So vaccines might not be as effective among these individuals. It also might be, like you said, behaviors or other environmental factors associated with these conditions that put these folks at higher risk.
You found an increased risk of up to 24% for breakthrough COVID. So if you're one of these people who might be, in high risk groups already, what would you tell them?
Yeah, so I do think our findings suggest it's important for individuals as well as clinicians to be aware that mental health could increase this breakthrough risk and should potentially be considered for booster campaigns or other prevention efforts like increased screenings or other COVID-related discussions during clinical care.
What about long COVID? Are these people still then susceptible to that then?
Yeah, so we're not sure about that. We didn't assess it, but that's a really great next question that we're interested in looking at.
All this comes at a time when mental health services are severely stressed. Does that exacerbate this problem?
We also weren't able to look at that, but that's a really great point as well. It's possible that some of these folks are not accessing the care that they could or should be accessing, and that could be potentially exacerbating symptoms and causing an increased risk of some of these poorer outcomes related to the pandemic. Yeah.
Where do you go from here? What do you do with this information?
Yeah, so, like I said, now that we've found this, it should be replicated in different studies. We were among VA patients, so replicating this in broader samples of more diverse individuals. But I think this really shows us that we should be aware that individuals with these conditions might be at higher risk, should probably be prioritized for boosters or other prevention efforts.
Doctor, always good to talk to you. Dr. Kristen Nishimi is with the UCSF Weill Institute for Neurosciences and the San Francisco VA Healthcare System. This is new research out of UCSF this morning that found a connection between some mental health disorders and increased risk of breakthrough COVID.